Nolte, Hunter Biden self-deports to South Africa, fleeing $17 million in debts. By John Nolte on April 10, 2026. Six-time convicted felon Hunter Biden is $17 million in debt and has self-deported overseas, according to his former attorneys suing him for unpaid legal bills. Prior to his father's auto-pen delivering up a presidential pardon in June of 2024, Hunter was convicted by a federal jury in Delaware on three felony counts: lying to a gun dealer, false statements about his drug abuse on an ATF form, and possessing a firearm while abusing drugs. That was only the beginning of Hunter's legal problems. In September of 2024, he pleaded guilty to three felonies involving tax evasion. Before he spent a day in prison, President Autopen rescued Hunter from all accountabilities. But Daddy-O cannot erase Hunter's reported $17 million in legal fees. Oddly enough, now that Joe Biden is no longer president, Hunter's once popular artwork doesn't seem to be selling at all. Odd that. After all, we were told all those art sales were based on merit and Hunter's artistic genius. And now you know why the Biden family was so angry that their fellow Democrats forced Joe out of his re-election race in 2024. That was the end of the gravy train. If Joe were still president, Joe would have no idea what's going on or where he was. But a dozen or so of Hunter's oh-so-priceless artworks would have gotten him out of debt. If you recall, while his father was in office, Hunter made $1.5 million on his scribbles. "I have only sold one piece of art for $36,000. Since December 2023, he told a court in March of last year. So where is the 56-year-old Hunter hiding out as his aging and frail father fights cancer? Living the high life in South Africa, apparently. Last year Hunter was spotted spending time in South Africa, the birthplace of his wife Melissa, 39, the mother of his youngest child, the Daily Mail reported. The couple were seen on a trip to Cape Town in May 2025. Prompting President Donald Trump to revoke his Secret Service detail over the cost of foreign travel. He was pictured in the affluent neighborhood of Sea Point, parking a rented Toyota hatchback, a far cry from the chauffeured, armored SUVs to which he was accustomed as a member of the first family, the report added. In their filing, Hunter's lawyers said he is penniless. Gee, but he was once so in demand as a consultant, board member, and artist. What changed?